Health Director Bullo and County Manager Tom Fisher both said that since the mask order was approved last Friday, they've seen a good level of compliance with the mandate. Bullo said they felt that they had to react to the worrisome trends that are occurring around Summit County.
The intent of the order was really preemptive. We're surrounded by communities that have surging cases. In Summit County, our cases still look fairly good, but importantly, at the time that we issued this order, there were several key indicators that were going the wrong direction. And those included the R-naught, which again is the estimated number of individuals that contract the disease from a single infected individual. New cases, we had day over day increases in cases. I think very importantly, we had a significant increase from 0% to 13% and then to 15% of our cases coming from travel-related cases.
He said the travel cases include visitors who bring in the infection or locals who have traveled outside the county and come back infected. Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas said that among the changes to the mask order, they will clarify that face shields can be worn by residents in addition to face coverings. The order says that children should wear masks with the assistance and supervision of adults when they are indoors or in public spaces. Thomas said youngsters don't have to wear the masks during sleep periods in school or in daycare. The order would also say that someone doesn't have to wear a mask if they are the only person at their place of work. The order also notes that appeals can be made to the Board of Health. Thomas detailed what an appellant has to do.
You have to show the Board of Health and the Health Department, if you're not going to wear face coverings or face shields, you have to show them what other effective mitigation you're going to do in place of that. You have to convince the Health Department and the Board of Health that, in fact, that mitigation would be, in the end, just as effective as a face covering or face shield. So that's one area you could appeal. The second is a circumstance where you would have to show that, on balance, the overall health risks associated with wearing the face covering is going to be greater than not wearing the face covering, considering the activity that you're doing.
The amended order took effect as of midnight on Wednesday. County Council Chairman Doug Clyde said he's been hearing residents with concerns about the order for the past week.
They felt it was an infringement on their constitutional rights. And of course, you know, we are a nation that was founded on a high degree of personal responsibility and personal rights, not the least of which is the right to express yourself, which many of our constituents did very well over the last week. But it is the nature of government to curtail those rights when it is essential for the purpose of maintaining health, safety, and welfare.
Clyde said that government has the right and the responsibility to act because of a major crisis affecting not only public health, but the economy.
People out there should realize that masks are essentially the last item in the bag. We're at the bottom of the sack right now when it comes to items that we can implement that are going to improve public health safety and still try and open our economy.
In other comments, Councilmember Chris Robinson said that masks and social distancing are needed to deal with a problem that isn't going away.
And I believe we need to get used to living with this virus. And I don't mean by living, I mean hunkered down in a bomb shelter. I mean out doing things, living with the virus. And we have this time before our winter season to do some experimentation, which we've been doing. So far, the experiments have shown that when we lessen up, we get a lot more cases. Now, you can argue that we don't have runaway cases in this county, but we are adjacent to a lot of areas that do, and we have a very ambulant workforce and visitation and populace that are coming and going.
And Glenn Wright said the bottom line is you need to wear a mask to respect your fellow man.
Someone who walks into an establishment and blatantly violates this order without a mask is essentially giving the single finger salute to the people in that building. I don't have a whole lot of respect for that person.
County Council Member Glenn Wright. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.